This is the topic on judging, starting on page 42. We all tend to use our intellect to judge, rather than contemplating on the purpose of our own lives. This is one of the other biggest problems of modern life. We compare and judge incessantly, to the point of desiring something that is not ours. We think that somebody looks better than us. Somebody observes us in a certain way which makes us feel incomplete because we did not wear good enough clothes today, etc. Just observe your own mind. When was the last time you just accepted people and situations as they are, rather than judge them to be good or bad? We think that we are incomplete or inadequate because of this judgmental attitude. We then become incomplete. There will always be someone more beautiful, richer, or more intelligent than us, as well as someone less beautiful, poorer, and less intelligent than us. That is the way the Supreme Being made them. We can't do anything about it. Period. By judging others, we let our egos win. We feel we are better than others or worse than others, and that makes us incomplete. We forget that we are equally loved in the eyes of the Supreme Consciousness. The person who is ugly is equally loved compared to the person who is beautiful. Does this game of the intellect and ego not sound stupid right now? Yet, we have allowed ourselves to disintegrate into this mindless abyss of judging others and feeding our egos. Let us truly accept that we are currently living for ourselves, not for others. Though in the bottom of our hearts, we know that we should live only for others so that they can be happy. Giving of ourselves unconditionally, every moment, without any expectations, is the mantra, the secret to let go of judging. We should not expect anything from anyone. Rather, we need to give every aspect of ourselves unconditionally to everyone if we wish to be truly happy and joyous. This is the first step that the Supreme Being requires us to do. This is an important first step so that we can start purifying our own minds and intellects. This message is written on the wall. It is up to us to stop criticizing and judging ourselves. Judging others. Apologies. We do judge ourselves too. We'll come to that in a minute. The more we give of ourselves, we realize how insignificant we are compared to the vastness of the divine, and we feel in deep love with the divine. We realize that the divine is showering unconditional grace to each and every aspect of the creation, and we ourselves are an integral part of this creation. Once we start recognizing this, selfishness and judgmental attitudes start leaving us. Let our intention be to become one with the divine, which is the bestower of all the riches in the world. The best riches in the world are not materialistic, but only virtues. And they come in abundance to us when we stop judging and have a giving attitude, compassion, forgiveness, straightforwardness, and sacrifice start to grow in us as we stop judging. as we give more of our time, money, and resources to others without any judgment, the divine has been waiting for this change of heart in us and immediately fills our hearts up with joy and provides clarity of knowledge in our intellects and immeasurable virtuosity. We'll pause here for discussion. We summarized in our group nearly 30 minutes of discussion as to what we just read. We recognized that judgment of others is just one part of the problem. We also judge ourselves, and that is usually a big source of how we approach others. If we have felt traumatized by someone, which we will cover in other chapters later, but if we have felt traumatized by someone, we are constantly in that defensive mode that if we judge them quickly, then we will be just safe. Once we drop that judgment that they are acting out their own karma, their own problems because of their own mind, we have got no option but to have compassion for them. Once that compassion grows as a virtuosity, other virtues also come to us. We becoming more forgiving, patient, steadfast, silent, because we are growing in love now. We are growing in the love which is our true nature, that love which is within our own heart for the divine within us. So let us not judge, because judging is all in the mind. When we drop from the mind to the heart and just love others unconditionally, because that's what our true nature is, the intellect finally rests. The intellect is calm, and you take the right decisions, be it in an emotional situation or where you need to take a right decision, even at workplace. Doubt and confusion only arises because we are judging how we need to be doing anything or interacting with someone. Once we realize we are good, everyone becomes good in our mind. That love-hate problem, likes and dislike problems, just drops, because everyone is going through their own journey. So let's stop judging and let's start loving. Have a good one. Thank you.